Welcome to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where nurses come to learn how to lose weight for good by ending the BS cycle. So if you are a busy, stressed out nurse, and no matter what you do to lose weight, nothing is working, then you are in the right place. Each week, I will show you how I lost 100 pounds, but more importantly, I will show you how you can be able to enjoy your job and your life. So let's get started. Welcome. So today we're going to talk about the what if it doesn't work and what if I fail yet again. And this is something that I hear a lot of. And that is why I really wanted to talk to you today about it, explain what's going on and how you can shift it to get to where you want to go. So what I want you to do is really check in. Think about, you know, okay, what happens in your brain when you ask yourself that question? What if it doesn't work and I fail again? And what happens and what you're going to see is your brain goes to work on finding the answer to that question. The questions we ask is what our brains go looking for. So of course, you know, when you've got that question, what if it doesn't work? You know, what if I fail it again? Then that's the answers your brain gets. And so of course it won't work. Of course you're going to fail because that's the answers that your brain is going to give you. That's the path it's going to take you. So your brain, you ask that question, it goes looking for that answer, and then that's the outcome you get. So think about it, you know, those questions you ask, think about, you know, if you eat off plan, your brain is going to tell you, well, see, I told you it wouldn't work. I told you you wouldn't be happy, and on and on and on and it goes. Like your brain is just going to find all those answers to prove to yourself that question is going to be valid. Like that's what our brains are designed for. So when you have all that running in your head, I want you to think, like, how does it make you feel? And what happens is when we have those type of what if questions, it doesn't feel very motivating. And when we don't feel motivated, you know, so many of us as well, we're not doing what we want to do. We want to lose weight, but we don't feel motivated. And we're always saying, well, how help me find motivation? Help me feel motivated. Well, if you're asking those questions, you're not going to feel motivated. And that's why, you know, when you start something, you don't keep going and keep doing it very long, or you don't even start at all, because that question is driving the results that you're getting. So no wonder you're going to stay on that weight loss struggle bus. And you're going to just keep wishing and wanting to lose that weight and wishing like everything would be different, but it's not going to change if that's the questions you are putting in your brain. And the thing is, like, I get it. I did it for so many years until I changed the questions that I asked myself. So some of the questions that I really shifted to was, or some of the questions I had in my brain is, you know, what if I can't do it? What if I don't lose weight fast enough? What if the donuts in the lunchroom are there? I won't be able to stop myself. What if I go to the barbecue and there's nothing that I can eat at all? Those are the type of questions. Those what if questions, like I said, are always going to give you the results of, you know, you quitting, you failing, you giving up, all of that. It creates so much drama in your head. The questions like those are not helpful. It's not going to get you to where you want to go. And I get it. You know, for 30 plus years, I struggled with losing weight. I wanted to lose the weight, but I had this in my brain all the time. Like I'd start my diet and the first thing I would say to myself is, yeah, you know, yeah, this looks so good, but what if it doesn't work this time? I think the first diet, I didn't have that thought because I didn't have any failure. But every time after that, this thought was there. No wonder so many times I quit. You know, I'd do something that didn't work and my brain would go, see, I told you it wouldn't work. I told you you'd fail. Or, you know, many times there were times I lost the weight, but then the other thought was, well, what if I can't keep it off? No wonder I didn't keep it off. So let's look at some what ifs in a different way. So what if we change the questions to reflect the other side of the equation, the what ifs that will help you succeed in weight loss, help you keep it off? Like questions like, you know, what if there was a possibility this time was different? What if it did work this time? What if I do this and my life changed for the better? What if I do it and I learn one new thing? What's the harm in that? Like, don't those questions bring on motivation, bring on that hopefulness? That's what we're wanting. You know, so many times we think, well, we have to stay with those what ifs, but I'm telling you, those what ifs are just thoughts. And like I've talked about in many other episodes, we have a choice of what we want to think. So why, you know, we look also, the other reason why we look at that negative what ifs is because our brains are designed to keep us safe. They are designed to keep us, you know, on the lookout for danger. It really comes back to like the caveman days. In the caveman days, they had to stay safe. To stay safe, they had to keep a lookout for the tiger so they wouldn't get killed. Or, you know, the plants, if they eat something that, you know, that's poisonous, they could die. Or, you know, keeping out a lookout for, you know, shelter. They need a place to keep warm and safe. But nowadays, how much, like we have so little to be that fearful for, but our brains don't know it. Our brains are wired to keep us safe, to keep us out of danger instead of looking for the solution. So we're wired for the danger. Yeah, there are, they do find some solutions like, okay, this cave, but it all is driven by fear, by being afraid of what could happen. So what I'm not saying that you don't want to think about the challenges like they were, but you don't want to sit in that fear. You don't want that fear, that being afraid for, you know, what could happen to hold you back. Sitting there and letting the fear run your life is never, ever, ever helpful. But what happens is we haven't been shown another way. This is the way we have been living from for a long time. Yeah, there are some things in our life that we have done it with, not letting fear holding us back. And that's what we have to remind our brain of. Like going back to that, that is so important. Like for me, I went through an unhealthy marriage and I was so fearful of leaving it. Like, what if I'm on my own? How am I going to survive? What if I never find anybody again? What if I don't have the money to live on my own? And those what ifs kept me in a marriage for longer than I should have been. I was married for 22 years and I know it would have been so much better to leave earlier, but I let those fearful what ifs hold me back. But in that moment where I finally decided to be courageous and say enough of those fearful what ifs holding me back, that's when I left. And my life is so much better for it. And that's what I want to show you. We have to look at, are those going to help us for the long term? Because when we let go of those what ifs and when we shift them, our life honestly is always, always, always better. Maybe not in that huge way, but there's always one small way. So I want you to, you know, like really sit in there and think about, you know, what if you weren't afraid? Like when you're going to, you know, I brought up the barbecue. What if there's no food that will be there for me to eat? But what if we can shift our brain to be helping us figure things out, to getting us a solution? You could go to that barbecue with, you know, what if I am, you know, can find a way to stay on plan, to eat the foods I enjoy and leave the barbecue feeling good about myself? What would I decide to eat? Like, what if ifing in this direction is really how I lost my weight and how I keep it off? And you need to know our brains, like I said, are wired to keep us safe, to keep us out of danger. Those what ifs, I want to call them negative in a sense that they're negative because they're not helping us move us forward. So those what if things that aren't leading us in the direction we want, they are always, always going to be come up for you. It's normal. Don't think of them as a problem. Think of them as, okay, I hear ya, but what can I do? Like shifting to finding the solutions. That, like, it's really about helping us see what could stand in our way and then looking for the strategies on how it won't stop you. Like I said, this is something new for so many of us because we've been focusing on all the ways it won't work, keeping us in that fear. And all it really does is just keep us in unnecessary worrying and causing us to suffer. Like all that worrying with us trying to solve problems, you know, the what if it doesn't work, they're not even problems already. Yet we're so focused on worrying about a what if problem that's what's holding us back. So when my clients come into the Weight Loss by Design program, like they learn how to stop focusing on the negative what ifing, like how that is holding them back, and really focusing on how can we shift it. And it really first starts with, how are we talking to ourselves? You know, if we're talking to ourselves in a really unkind way, that's always, always going to keep you back. The what ifing really comes from, I found, like all the years of beating ourselves up and focusing on that. And because that what ifing, that fearful what ifing, is just you trying to avoid failing again and being disappointed. And really, it's about, it's okay. Like, what can you do in this moment that will help you move forward? It's really about just upgrading ourselves a little at a time. That's how we make those changes to get us to where I want to go. It's really about, you know, the steps to holding us back. Like, so let's talk about the steps to stop the what ifing holding you back from losing that weight, from moving forward, from making those small changes. And so the first thing you really need to do is just notice when that what ifing is coming up, that what ifing that's not helpful. And you, like I said before, it's not making it wrong. It's not making it bad. It's not being yourself for having it. And it's just, you know, having it there, being aware of it. And that is what the very first step is, okay, these are not helping me feel motivated. Okay, what is going on here? Like so many of us, sometimes we can't find those thoughts that are feeling unhelpful, that are unhelpful. What helps first is really, if you can't get to the thoughts, if you can't find that what if thought, because they are running in the back of your brain, unconsciously, they aren't even thought of sometimes. But what happens is we're feeling unmotivated. We're feeling defeated. If that's helping, stop. Like the next one is like, take a pause, like take a break, pay attention. And what are these thoughts? Because remember, I teach in the model, we have a thought that drives, creates a feeling that drives the action. So we can start with what if thoughts, or we can start with what are we feeling? I'm feeling unmotivated. What are the thoughts I'm thinking? So you can come in from two ways to figure out like what's going on here. And then what I want you to do is, you know, you're spending a lot of time right now, a lot of mental energy stuck in that what if thing that's holding you back, that's causing you to not do what you want to do. So I want you to then shift, like, look at what other perspective is there? What's the other side of the coin? Because it's really about actively thinking on purpose about what is possible for you. Because remember, again, those what-ifing thoughts are always, always, always going to come up. But I want you to, okay, if you're spending this much time in the what-ifs that aren't helpful, I want you to spend the same amount of time on the what-ifs that are like possible, the possible what ifs. What if the possibility of it working this time is there? What if one small thing changed in my life? How amazing that would be. And I want you to really, like, to do this, to find that other perspective, you're going to have to really look at, like, dream of and think of what your life would be like when it all works for you. One of the things that I teach my clients is sit down, write down what would my life look like as a person who wasn't afraid of doing all the things and didn't worry about, you know, the outcome. It was just what would they do in this moment that would have them finding a solution, moving forward. And then you have to be courageous to believe that you can be afraid and still do it anyways. That's a big thing, because it's really about being courageous. The fear is always going to be there. Like what I talked about in my marriage when I left it, there was a lot of fear and there was still a lot of what ifs. But how I did it, I started looking at the other what ifs. And they were starting to outweigh the other what ifs. And that's what I'm wanting you to do. If I stayed in those what ifs, then the unhelpful what ifs, the what ifs that didn't feel motivating and had me feel so defeated and terrible and what were causing my depression and anxiety, I would still be married. I wouldn't be here helping you. I wouldn't have lost that 100 pounds. But it's shifting, but you have to do it consciously. You have to do it intentionally. And one example I give in regards to, you know, these what ifs. I talk to my clients on, you know, shifting, and they just, sometimes it's hard to see it when you're stuck in it. And that's why I have my clients come to me. That's why my clients come to me, because they're stuck in it. And when we're stuck in it, sometimes we can't see any other way. So what I do is, you know, I give them sometimes some examples, because it really helps open our mind up a bit. Because when I talk about them, it's so hard to see another way. So I'll give you an example. So let's say you have children and they want to try out. And my son did this. My kids did this. My granddaughter has come to me with this. You know, they want to try out for, you know, a soccer team or hockey team, or my kids played ringette too. And they are so afraid, and they come to you and they say, like, what if I don't make it? And that fear is there in them. And you wouldn't then let them sit in that fear that's stopping them from trying. And, you know, you wouldn't say, oh, it's okay. You know, here's some popsicles, here's some chips, and here's some candies, and it's okay. You know, don't do it. You know, you don't want to take that chance. No, I wouldn't do that. And I know you wouldn't, and I never did it. What we do is we encourage them to try. We give them what if possibilities. We look for things to focus on that will help them you know, give them a solution or give them some feedback or tips to get them motivated to go out and to give it a try. And then, you know, they do it. And if then by chance they don't make it, what we don't do again is we don't give them all the food and go, it's okay, don't ever try again. Sit there in feeling sorry for yourself and disappointment and never try again. You don't want to do that because that hurts too much. No, what we do is we help them like be with their disappointment first. Like that's one thing that many of us haven't known to do is we haven't known how to be with those feelings that don't feel good, those negative, hard feelings. So we teach them how to be with it, that it's okay to feel that way. But then we teach them like, okay, what did you learn from this? What can you do different next time? What worked? What didn't work? What can you do from it and how you can grow from it? So we don't let that effing stop them. So why do we let it stop us from losing weight, from reaching our goals? So wouldn't you rather try than do nothing? Like that's what we do with our children. So it is time for us to do it for ourselves. And really, you know, why I wanted to talk about this today is one of my clients came to me and she did say, well, what if this doesn't work? But she had been doing it for about a month now. And then we got talking. And yeah, she's still working on figuring some things out. But then we sat down and there was a situation that was happening at work that was causing a lot of anger, frustration. She would end up coming home and turning to the ice cream. Ice cream, a lot of my clients like ice cream. I loved ice cream. But she would end up in the evening after work, sitting and eating the ice cream because she was just like so emotionally eating, right? But then as we were doing this work, she then realized that that situation doesn't affect her like it used to be. And she doesn't go home and need the ice cream to eat. Like if she kept focusing on it doesn't work, and she quit, she would never have these times in her life that the emotional eating is lessening and lessening to the point where she is then going to be losing the weight. So it's really about like shifting that perspective, seeing other sides of it. So let's change the what-if-ing for you so that, you know, you can move forward. You can lose this weight for the last time. It's really about starting to believe in possibilities that this is going to work. There is a possibility that this could work this time. Like when you say that, and my client, when I asked her that, how does it make you feel? She felt hopeful. She felt motivated. And that's what I want for you today, is I want you to tap in to the what if it is possible this time. Every time your brain brings up the old, what if it doesn't work? What if I'm going to fail? I want you to hear this. I want you to hear my words. Just say to yourself, but what if it did work this time? What if there is a possibility? So I hope that you know, this helps you use it. You need to implement it. It's one thing to listen to it. It's another to implement it, taking the time to do it, because that's how you're going to lose this weight for the last time. I remember hearing lots of things as I was trying to lose weight, but you have to use it. You have to give it a try. That's where the magic is. So if you need more help, or if you loved listening to this and you want to hear more, you can go sign up for my free guide on KarenShable.com. And then you'll get some more emails and you'll get alerts on when the podcasts come out so that you can change your life, because it really is possible. The possibility is there for you. So have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where my goal is to help you end the BS cycle so you can start enjoying your job and your life and lose weight for good. To learn more about working closely with me, please visit me at KarenShable.com, and I'll see you next week.